天路导向
Leading the way。
Hello listening friends，
麦克牧师主讲。
亲爱的朋友你好，
安详翻译。
耶稣说，我就是道路真理生命，
让我们携手同走天路。
亲爱的听众朋友们大家好，很高兴又在天路导向节目中与你们见面了，我是主持人舒雅。朋友们，我们都不可否认的一点就是金钱在我们这个社会发挥着很大的作用。俗话说，钱不是万能的，但没有钱是万万不能的。但自古以来，金钱所带来的一些负面影响也是不能小看的。多少家庭因为财产问题搞得硝烟弥漫，多少朋友因为金钱问题不相来往。金钱虽然给我们带来了好处，让我们衣食不缺，但同时也带来了心里的空虚和失落感。那今天我们会接着亚伯拉罕和罗德的故事来看一看基督徒的金钱观。
创世纪第十三章第一到第七节，亚伯兰带着他的妻子与罗德并一切所有的都从埃及上南地去。亚伯兰的金银牲畜极多，他从南地渐渐往伯特利去，到了伯特利和爱的中间，就是从前支搭帐篷的地方，也是他起先筑坛的地方。他又在那里求告耶和华的名。与亚伯兰同行的罗德也有牛群、羊群、帐篷，那地容不下他们，因为他们的财物甚多，使他们不能同居。当时迦南人与比利洗人在那地居住，亚伯兰的牧人和罗德的牧人相争。
Welcome our listening friends，
亲爱的朋友你好。
We're glad you joined us today.
我们很高兴你今天收听这个节目。
We are in the midst of a series of messages on the life of Abraham.
我们正在讲一系列跟亚伯拉罕有关的信息。
We call it the journey of faith.
题目叫做信心之旅。
And today I want to begin by saying that quarrels, disputes, arguments and fights are all often the result of division.
今天我要跟大家讲的是吵架、争执、辩论和斗争全都是分裂的结果。
The well-known name Franklin Roosevelt once said，
鼎鼎大名的罗斯福总统曾经说过，
There is nothing I love as much as a good fight，
我最喜欢打一场美好的仗。
Quarreling and fighting comes naturally to all of us，
对每一个人来说，争辩和斗争是最自然不过的事。
Why？
为什么呢？
Because each of us are naturally born preferring to go for the jugular than to give in.
因为每一个人天生喜欢逞强，不喜欢让步。
This rambunctious nature was seen first between Cain and Abel.
这种暴力的天性在该隐和亚伯之间已经存在。
And has come to us through the law of heredity.
并且遗传到我们身上。
People quarrel over all kinds of things.
人们为着各样的事情争辩。
Some quarrel over ideas and opinions.
有些人为了想法和意见不同而争辩。
As it happened between Paul and Barnabas.
就像保罗和巴拿巴那样。
Some quarrel over jealousy and envy.
有些人出于嫉妒和羡慕而争辩。
As it happened between Moses and his sister and brother.
就像摩西和他的兄姐那样。
Moses' brother Aaron and sister Miriam quarreled with Moses about his wife.
表面上，摩西的哥哥亚伦和他的姐姐米利暗为着摩西的妻子与摩西发生争执。
But in reality, they were envying his authority.
但是骨子里，他们是在妒忌他的领导地位。
But most quarrels happen over money.
但是大部分的纠纷是跟钱财有关。
That is money in all forms and material possessions of all kinds.
包括金钱和各式各样的物质财富。
The Bible gives us example after example of how money and possessions blind the eyes of people.
圣经给我们很多例子，说明钱财如何蒙蔽人。
Even God's people.
即使神的儿女也不能幸免。
And the results were often disastrous.
而且往往带来灾祸。
Love of money breaks up families.
贪爱钱财会摧毁家庭。
Love of money destroys friendships.
贪爱钱财会拆散友谊。
Love of money causes wars and fights, domestic and otherwise.
贪财带来战争和纠纷，不论在家在外，国内或国际间都是如此。
Abraham and his nephew Lot, who had a relationship that was closer than father and son, had to part company.
亚伯拉罕和他的侄儿罗德本来比父子的关系还亲，最后却要分道扬镳。
Why?
为什么呢？
Because of Lot's greed.
因为罗德贪爱钱财。
In the last message, we saw Abraham, Sarah, and Lot and their clan departing Egypt in shame because Abraham was out of the will of God.
在上次的信息中，我们讲到亚伯拉罕、撒拉和罗德，还有他们的家属，带着羞愧离开埃及，因为亚伯拉罕没有遵行神的旨意。
But something happened in Egypt.
但是在埃及有些事发生了。
What was it?
那是什么啊？
Genesis 13:2 tells us.
创世纪十三章第二节告诉我们。
Abraham had become very wealthy in livestock and in silver and gold.
亚伯兰的金银牲畜极多。
Abraham did well in Egypt.
原来亚伯拉罕在埃及发财了。
In verse 3, Abraham finally returns to Bethel.
第三节经文记载到亚伯拉罕终于回到伯特利去。
Literally means the house of God.
伯特利的意思是神的家。
He now had come back from where he had fallen.
现在他回到了他以前跌倒的地方。
Now he had returned to where he belonged.
现在他回到了他本来居住的地方。
Now he had come back from where he had left off fellowshipping with God.
现在他回到了当初离弃神的地方，他回来重新亲近神。
My listening friends,
亲爱的朋友，
the best thing you can do when you spiritually fall off is to go back to the same place where you had fallen.
当你灵性低落的时候，最该做的就是回到你开始跌倒的地方。
And there you wait for new instructions.
在那里等候神给你的新的指引。
Abraham had to physically come back.
亚伯拉罕人回来了。
Abraham had to come back mentally.
亚伯拉罕的心思回来了。
Abraham had to come back spiritually.
亚伯拉罕的灵性回来了。
Abraham had come back seeking the will of God.
亚伯拉罕回来寻求神的心意。
Abraham had now returned to the place of obedience.
亚伯拉罕回到他顺服神的地方。
And he bowed before the Lord.
他在神面前俯伏谦卑。
And he waits upon the Lord.
仰望等候神。
In that order.
就照着这样的次序。
It is of the mercy of God that he overrules our foolishness when we repent.
当我们悔改时，神便不再纪念我们的愚昧。这实在是神的恩典。
It is the graciousness of God that forgives our stupidity when we turn back to Him.
当我们回转归向他时，神就赦免我们的愚蠢。这实在是神的恩典。
Every new day there is a new beginning for each of us.
对每一个人来说，每一个新的日子就是一个新的开始。
In verse 4 of Genesis 13,
创世纪十三章第四节指出，
Abraham publicly declares his dependence upon God and calls on the name of the Lord.
亚伯拉罕求告神的名，公开地宣告他要倚靠神。
I don't know what Abraham said when he called upon the name of the Lord.
我不知道亚伯拉罕在求告神的名时说了些什么。
But perhaps he echoed Psalm 51.
也许正如诗篇51篇所说的，神啊， 求你按你的慈爱怜恤我，按你丰盛的慈悲涂抹我的过犯，求你将我的罪孽洗除净尽，并洁除我的罪，因为我知道我的过犯，我的罪常在我面前。
As Abraham repents, his heart becomes overwhelmed with the joy of the Lord and the joy of forgiveness.
当亚伯拉罕向神认罪悔改，他的心充满了从神而来的喜乐和罪得赦免的喜乐。
But something is about to happen to him that will break his heart.
但是有件令他伤心的事就要发生了。
The man whom he loved as a son and grew closer to him than a brother was about to be wrenched out of his life.
有一个人，亚伯拉罕把他当作儿子，和他的感情比兄弟还要亲密，而这个人即将离开他了。
While this was extremely painful, it was a necessary move.
虽然这将带来极大的痛苦，却是必须的。
Why?
为什么呢？
Because Lot was a man whose priorities were radically different from his God-fearing uncle.
因为罗德的价值观跟他那敬畏神的叔叔截然不同。
Money has now come between Lot and Abraham.
如今钱财阻隔在亚伯拉罕和罗德之间。
We say blood is thicker than water.
我们常说血比水浓。
But money proved to be the most effective blood thinning known to mankind.
但是钱财却成为最有效的血液稀释剂。
I have seen how money creates more conflict and more division and more quarrels and more tension and more heartache than anything else in the world.
我看过很多例子，钱财比世上任何事情带来更多的冲突，更多的分裂，更多的争吵。更多紧张的局面和更多的伤痛。
Had Abraham and Lot been struggling to make a living,
如果亚伯拉罕和罗德需要为生活而挣扎，
Had they not become rich and prosperous,
如果他们都没有致富的话，
Their focus would have been on surviving.
他们会专心地为生存而奋斗。
Their priority would have been on cooperating together.
他们会把互相合作当作最重要的事。
Their eyes would have been on the Lord.
他们会定睛仰望神。
But now they had money.
但是他们现在都有钱了。
My listening friends, let me tell you something about money and prosperity when it rules supreme.
我亲爱的朋友，让我告诉你一些有关钱财支配一切的情况。
Money and prosperity does not only create conflict in families, it also creates conflicts in Christian work.
财富不单造成家庭纠纷，也使教会的圣工产生冲突。
Money can divide families and tear them apart.
财富可以拆散家庭。
Money can divide Christian brothers and sisters and break their bond of peace.
财富可以离间弟兄姐妹，造成不和睦。
Money can create enemies faster than any other element.
财富比任何其他东西更容易树敌。
Now remember that both Abraham and Lot became rich.
现在亚伯拉罕和罗德两人都发了财。
But there was a fundamental difference between the two.
但是两人之间有基本的区别。
Abraham possessed the flock did not possess him.
亚伯拉罕拥有牲畜，却不被牲畜占有他。
Lot, on the other hand, let the flock own him.
而罗德刚刚相反，他让牲畜占据他的生命。
Lot was an example of a Christian believer who is possessed by his possession.
罗德代表着那些被财产支配的基督徒。
Lot was an example of a Christian believer who was more concerned about his financial prosperity than the prosperity of his spiritual life.
罗德代表着某些基督徒只关心如何增添财富，却不大在意自己属灵生命的丰盛与否。
Lot allowed his success in Egypt to turn his head from godly endeavors to worldly pleasures.
罗德容许他在埃及的成就引诱他离开神的道路，转向世界的享乐。
You never read that Lot ever built an altar for God.
你从未听说罗德为神筑过一座坛。
You never read that Lot ever came back to God.
你从未听过罗德回转到神那里。
You never read that Lot ever sought forgiveness from God.
你从未听过罗德求神赦免他的罪。
The tragedy is that Lot never followed the example of Abraham.
最可悲的是罗德从不效法亚伯拉罕的榜样。
And as we shall see in the next message, that while Abraham gave 10% of all his possessions to Melchizedek, Lot did not give anything.
在下一次的信息中，我们会看到亚伯拉罕奉献他所有的十分之一给麦基洗德，但罗德却什么都没有奉献。
Lot was a mean-minded, close-fisted, money-loving believer.
罗德是个贪爱钱财的信徒。
You might ask, how do you know that he was a believer like his uncle?
你也许会问，你怎么知道他跟他叔叔一样也是信徒呢？
The Bible tells us that the only reason God saved him from the fire of Sodom was because he was a believer.
圣经告诉我们，因为罗德是一个信徒，所以神拯救他脱离索多玛的大火。
In verse 7 of chapter 2 of 2 Peter,
彼得后书第二章第七节记载，
Rescued Lot, a righteous man who was distressed by the filthy lives of lawless men.
只搭救了那常为恶人淫行忧伤的义人罗德。
A dear friend of mine told me so many years ago,
很多年前有一个好朋友告诉我，
that the world is made up of two kinds of people.
这个世界有两种人。
Givers and takers.
施予的人和接受的人。
I can find no better example in the scripture than the difference between Lot and his uncle Abraham.
我觉得这个说法最能够说明罗德跟他的叔叔亚伯拉罕的不同之处。
Lot was a taker, but Abraham was a giver.
罗德是个接受的人，但亚伯拉罕是个施予的人。
Lot never acknowledged God as a provider, but Abraham did.
罗德从不承认神是供应的神，但是亚伯拉罕却这么样承认。
Lot's life was filled with heartache. Abraham blessed others with his blessings.
罗德的生命充满了悲哀，亚伯拉罕的生命却成为别人的祝福。
And that is why eventually Lot lost everything, including his wife and family, while Abraham prospered in every way.
这正好说明为何最后罗德失去了一切，包括他的妻子和家人，而亚伯拉罕却在各方面都丰富有余。
Don't ever forget that quarrels between people start in the heart.
请不要忘记，人与人之间的纠纷往往是由心中开始的。
Major explosions often are the results of minor conflicts.
巨大的冲突经常都是由轻微的摩擦开始的。
They are like a slow gas leak that could be leaking for a long time.
就像煤气泄漏那样，经过一段时间慢慢地漏出来的。
All it needs is a spark, and wow, a big explosion happens.
然后只需要一个小火花，就会引起大爆炸。
Tune in next time when I will tell you what Jesus said about selfish ambitions.
请收听下一次的节目，我就会告诉大家耶稣怎么样看自私的野心。
And until next time, I wish you God's richest blessing.
愿神大大的赐福给你，下次再见。
再次感谢您的收听。是啊，听完这一段讲道，我想到了耶稣曾经说过的一句话，不知道大家有没有同感，财主进神的国比骆驼穿针眼还难。这是一句警告，因为神知道人心的软弱， 在金钱面前，人很难摆正对神忠心的态度。保罗曾经说过，贪财是万恶之根，有人贪恋钱财就被引诱离了真道，用许多的愁苦把自己刺透了。圣经又说，我们的财宝在哪里，心也在哪里。人若赚得了全世界，赔上了自己的生命，又有什么益处呢？人还能拿什么换生命呢？金钱加上知足便是大利了，因为我们没有带什么到世上来，也不能带什么而去，只要有衣有食就当知足。金钱我们生不带来，死不带去，都是神所赐给我们的。我们既然做了神的仆人和后裔，神是万福的源头，我们为什么还要去抢那些属世的福分呢？只要心存感恩，好好的利用金钱做好神的管家就是了。那到这里我们的节目就结束了，再次感谢您的收听，愿神继续在金钱的管理上带领你，我们下期再见。
感谢舒雅姐妹的分享。亲爱的听众朋友们，为了感谢大家一路以来的陪伴和支持呢，我们现在有听节目送手册活动。如果大家对节目有任何的感想和意见呢，可以发电邮给我们，那来信我们就会赠给大家天路导向所制作的中英双语的小册子，来帮助大家的灵命成长。小册子的名字呢是足能得胜。同时呢，如果听众朋友们对某一期的节目呢特别有感触，可以来信写100到150字的感想以及建议，那么呢您就会有机会得到天路导向节目的太阳能播放器一个。那电邮地址呢是导向 at 良友点 net daoxiang at liangyou.net。 那小环在这里期待大家的来信咯。
今生若比永恒长，让我们吃喝快乐吧，管那生命尽头有没有方向答案。今生若比永恒长，让我们赚取金吧，还有那种投资啊，利润比这更大。今生若比永恒长，让我们求取功名吧，叫那世上的人从心底发出赞叹。今生若比永恒长，让我们随心所欲吧，指着昙花一现就让它笑笑。是谁不晓得，今生不比永恒长，不比永恒长。永恒要去何方，今生就要思想。人若赚得了全世界，赔上了自己的生命，能用什么来换？能用什么来换？
是谁不晓得，今生不必永恒长，不必永恒长，永恒要去何方，今生就要思想。人若赚得了全世界，赔上了自己的生命，能用什么来换？能用什么来换？
嘣嘣嘣嘣嘣嘣嘣嘣嘣嘣。
当献上赞美。